USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A judge orders an accused mastermind of violence after elections remain held in New Mexico. It was the decision during a court appearance for accused former Republican State House candidate Solomon Pena on Wednesday. State Senator Linda Lopez says the rash of shootings linked to Pena late last year
walked over into my daughter's room, which is next to mine, and saw more bullet holes that were going through her room.
Pena, a self-described MAGA king, overwhelmingly lost his bid for the New Mexico State House seat in November's midterms. The case emerges amidst dozens of others where ordinary citizens have threatened or attempted violence against elected officials. The White House condemning the appointment of, quote, extreme MAGA Republicans to prominent committees in the U.S. House. Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona placed on the Oversight Committee after being stripped of committee seats in the last Congress.
On some of these key committees, it appears that House Republicans have handed over the keys to the most extreme MAGA members of the Republican caucus.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, House Republicans are expected to aggressively use their oversight powers to investigate the president. A 12-year-old boy is in custody after two teenagers were shot outside a New York school. Officials say a fight broke out in front of a high school Wednesday afternoon. Just before 5 p.m., a 16-year-old girl was shot in the ankle, a 14-year-old boy struck in the leg. After weeks of deadly rains, millions in California finally getting a break, at least until tomorrow. These residents have seen the destruction firsthand and tell KPIX-TV.
This is the worst. We really haven't seen this much.
It's absolutely terrible. I can't believe it.
The National Weather Service says there's a slight chance for rain Thursday before the state dries out through the weekend into the middle of next week. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh.
The fate of actor Alec Baldwin could be decided within hours.
Baldwin could face charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. The shooting with an antique revolver happened during a dress rehearsal in October of 2021. At 9 a.m. local time Thursday, a district attorney in New Mexico will announce whether charges will be filed. Baldwin reached a settlement with Hutchins' family last fall in a wrongful death lawsuit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Lisa Marie Presley, scheduled to be laid to rest this weekend. A memorial service for the late singer and only daughter of Elvis Presley will be held at the iconic Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee on Sunday. The general public is invited to attend the memorial, which will also be live streamed online. Lisa Marie died earlier this month at the age of 54 after suffering an apparent cardiac arrest. She'll be laid to rest alongside her father and late son, who died by suicide in 2020. A Hollywood actor involved in a grisly accident over the holidays, now reportedly recovering.
Actor Jeremy Renner shared on Twitter he is out of the hospital and back home after he was crushed by a snowcat snowplow accident near his home in the Sierra Nevada Mountains on New Year's Day. Jeremy's legs were losing large amounts of blood as a result of the injury. It's being reported a neighbor, who is a doctor, was able to put a tourniquet on his leg until paramedics arrived and probably saved his life. I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.